nobility in life is knowing the Lord and walking in His way. The most glorious pursuit of mankind is walking in God's image and likeness. It is our utmost desire that you will be richly blessed as you listen to this message from Living Scroll Ministry, aka Eat the Bible Network. For more life-transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com.
Amen. We thank God for all that God is doing. It's a great session. And I believe we grab what the man of God has passed. Anybody that understands vision alone has understood too much. And especially when you are living in the reality of it. With the little time we have, I'll just stress something. Just in this little time, as we wind up, God has done so much with vision. Want to believe your vision will be clear. Vision must be very clear. Sometimes you articulate them well. Bring it out clearly. Announce it to all. And you will bend everything to attain that vision. I know God will help us to be men and women of vision. We are going to pursue such vision. And the force of vision will speak for us. Amen. Just in a few minutes, I want to still encourage us. We call it man of fire. Just in a few minutes, in rounding up, man of fire. We want to propel you as we cap up what we have been doing since yesterday. All we are saying, they are all tying together for us to fulfill all that God has for us in this life. Man of fire, because you must burn for God. Tell your neighbor you must burn for God. You must burn and burn for God. We must burn. Because the intensity of our fire matters. A lot of people know some things, but they are not on fire. Or their fire is so deep. Are you following me? That fervency, that warmth, that passion. You know, passion itself is fire. That great zeal. That power of God that drives them. Because that is fundamental. Some youths are fast becoming a little cold. You teach them some hot thing, they say, this is for all these old men. We in this generation, we don't do much of that. The truth is that, I told them somewhere, the devil can give you anything to take your fire from you. He can dash you Range Rover, Lamborghini, take. Just give me your fire, that's all. He knows he has killed you. That's the truth. The devil will give you anything. Title. He can give you from sense of importance. Just give me your fire. He hates to see people burning for God. It's just a short one I want to give you. Because many things have been said already. He don't want us to burn as much as we should. Man of fire, I want to steer you. Tying up to what has been said. Because God wants a generation of people that is ablaze for Him. People that the Holy Ghost has truly set on fire. I've learned practically, set a soul on fire, go to sleep. That soul will do so many things. I've studied it practically. Just go to sleep. Set 3 people on fire and drop them in Benin. Set 5 on fire. Go to Borno State. Drop them and tell them goodbye. You will hear great things later. The truth is that beyond the superficial knowledge people have, people must burn with fire. People must be truly lit up. We're talking about vision. That fire that makes you pursue that vision. That statement he made is very strong. God can give a vision that will never come to pass. It's from God, though. School of ministry will tell them vision from God. But it never happened. Because if a fire don't burn, how do you aggressively pursue that vision? Some people have vision that is written on paper. Satan laughs at some of them. They'll just be writing it. Right after that, they'll put it under their box. Right, they'll put it. You know what does it? You don't have fire. You don't understand. This vision must come alive. And when it come alive, that's a fire. You can destroy anything to fulfill that vision. So, a lot has been said about fire, but will keep steering you up. Because there's no end. Men are born for God. Sometimes you can have one or two of them in a place. They lit up the... We were talking about Pa Elton. He's on fire. Everybody talking about him. There is a fire with which he lit up Nigeria. There was a way he born. Let me tell you, there were others that their name is hardly mentioned. There are others who are just there. Their name is hardly mentioned. But there was a way he born that makes him a reference point by all. It is, that is what we should look for. A man on fire is worth 100 people who are not on fire. I have discovered it. So whatever we can do to light up people on fire, we have done a work for the kingdom of God. Whatever we can do to set a soul ablaze for God, we have done the work of the kingdom. Because that soul in turn will send thousands, yea, millions, and they will burn for the kingdom of God. Are you a man of fire? Do you burn? Is God driving you crazy? Whatever you want to do for God, is the passion and zeal and the power that steers you, is it flowing through you? Because this is what, you see, there was a way God helped us to burn that helped us over the years. I've studied so many people. There's nothing like the fire of the Lord. He said, when he comes, he will baptize you with what? The Holy Ghost and with fire. There's a way that fire, let's look at it again, John, Matthew 3. That's the mission of Christ. Captured in one line. Matthew chapter 3. States clearly. Captured. I'll be fast because I have to finish on time. Just cheer us up as we pray. I indeed baptize you, 3:11, with water unto repentance. But they are coming after me. Sorry. But he that cometh after me is mightier than I, whose shoe I am not worthy to bear. He shall baptize you with the Holy Ghost. And with what? We have read that scripture over and over. He will baptize you with fire. That fire element is what Jesus came to. I want to remind you again. Because when you come to retreat, when you come for retreat, there is a fire you need to live with. God has been moving on us since yesterday. Great things have been unveiled. There is a dimension of fire you need to live with. For those of us that have received baptism of the Holy Ghost, and all of us here. Yes, the thing is that, how effective is that baptism? To what extent? One thing about those that are born, live with them in the same house is obvious. I like the way you do things. I like your approach. You tell a man of fire to do evangelism, he doesn't do it in a cold way. You see the way he's going out and converting soul. You see the fire, that substance of God. That warmth that comes from God. A soul that is revived. That power of God that animates him and sets him in the course to glorify the kingdom of God. Fire of God is the power of God. The fire of God is that great passion, that great zeal to do his will. Because people are beginning to know the will of God more than they are doing it. That's my fear. They are beginning to know many writings. But how are you driven? How? What is the extent? When you see people succeeding, even in the war, there is a fire in them. All these footballers that are very good, Ronaldo, Messi, there is a fire of football that burns inside them. If they didn't give their life to that thing, they won't be that good. That's the truth. They are not playing it casually. for them to make enough money to be buying private jet anyhow. They are not playing it casually. They are not. There is a way their life is animated with the whole thing. We must burn and burn. When they put you in an office, the devil will be afraid. They had to cut off the tongue of Watchman Nee. Because even in the prison, he was just converting people. The one this man stopped preaching is converting people in China. They took him to the prison. He was converting people there. They had to cut his tongue. He continued writing. Satan hates fire. That is what he hates. He doesn't want to see. Sometimes he won't mind if you have many people sitting in a church. As long as you are not on fire for God, the devil will say thank you. He will not be praising not God, but himself. I've succeeded to make the church to become cold. Are you a man of fire? What is the extent of the fire that burns in you? What is your actions? I've worked with so many men. I have them working under me. I'm delighted. Those of them that have caught this fire, they are deep. Sometimes that's why I can leave church and I put one or two people I know that there is a fire in them. I know they will do terrible things. And I give assignment. I look for someone that have a kind of fire. I give them that assignment. Look at the job done. Listen to me. When Jesus departed, he left a people of fire. Men burning. Like John Wesley who said, I set myself burning. And the whole world come to watch me. You need to ask yourself, to what extent do you burn? I want to tell you that fire is expensive. Very expensive. Hebrews 1. Christians must burn. We have people burning with different kind of fire. We have evil flame in some evil people. Who are burning with evil. Trying to spread it on earth. So we want, as we gradually bring the meeting, because we're going to demand yet again for a higher dimension of Holy Ghost fire. Someone said, because men lost Holy Ghost fire, the church lost Holy Ghost fire, men go to hellfire. And it's true. Because the church lost, put one student on campus who catch bright fire, is burning properly. Give him 4 months. He has converted 500 students. He doesn't need to fix time for evangelism. He has become evangelism. You just block you in your room. Do you know Jesus? Let's pray. You could see his burning. The thing is driving him mad. That's what we want. And that's the kind of people that Jesus came to give birth. Let your knowledge be converted to fire in your bones. Let what you know take over your life. Let what is a faint knowledge meddle with some dangerous passion. And let two of them mix well. So you are passionately knowledgeable and you are ready to do anything. Let the flame burn. Hebrews 1, you know that verse well, 7. And of the angel he said, who maketh his angel spirit and his ministers what? He make his ministers a flame of fire. You read it. I'm sure you have been reading it all along. Are you that flame? Are you that flame? He make his ministers a flame of fire. He make them, you are his minister. He make them burn. Between now and the next retreat in April, you would have done so many things for God. You would have come here and tell us, from now to then I converted 500 souls. You bring the book and show everybody here. We are talking about, you know, fire articulate practical things. Many people are covering up their want of fire. They are steered in the church, but when they go, they don't burn properly. A man of fire are noticed. Anywhere they are noticed. And let me tell you, Those are the brand of laborers that advance the kingdom of God. He makes his minister of everything. Not just only men of knowledge, they will be, but ministers, flames of fire. They are burning with the power of God. They are burning with the passion of the kingdom. They are burning with the zeal to turn the kingdoms of this world into the kingdoms of our Lord. They are burning with a strong desire to enthrone Christ on earth. They are burning with a strong desire to execute the counsel of God. Putting them anywhere, you could see the fire in their eyes. You could see the way they want to get things done. We need to burn properly. Too many called people are out there claiming to be saved. Too many churches have lost the fire. And they don't give you a normal sermon and that's the end. People are not lit up. Well, it takes a man of fire to light others on fire. That's the truth. I've discovered it. We must be on fire. When you strike a match, as it comes on, then you can light your stove. If you don't burn, you can't make others burn. But when we burn, we can make them burn. In Hebrews 12, you know that verse concerning God in the last verse, it was said the Lord is a consuming fire. God is captured as a consuming fire. Is captured as a consuming fire. I discover, do you know that that consuming fire can burn in you? Do you know you can also be a consuming fire of some sort? Yes. If God dwells in us, why not let's look at him as a consuming fire that dwells in us? That invariably means that we too can become a consuming fire. Alabatamai. We can become consuming fire. We enter places, we burn down the devil, burn down his works. Even some evil men are scorched. We begin to exhibit the consuming fire nature of God. Alakayai. People are fighting. You go to a place, you consume that spirit of quarrel. By the time you know it, everybody is loving each other. We should be consuming fires too. Stop seeing God alone. See yourself as one who God indwells to also be a consuming fire. Oh, we must wake up and embrace the call to be men of fire. We will never stop talking about it, because the sum of the things you are knowing is to propel you to burn for God. To propel you is some of the things you are doing. Is to propel you to burn for God. When you burn for God, you are noticed. In the area where you lived many years ago, very long, 20, how many years ago? Almost 25 years, 26, 27. You know, one man, young man, gave his life to Christ. When he came to that area, he says looking for somebody in the whole of that area he can commune with or have fellowship with. That he needs someone that he can talk, have close communion. Some people came to my house to look for me. That they are looking for you. I was wondering. He said, somebody looking for someone. That's how I got to know that my friend since then. So that's how we met. Now, what made them track in the whole of that area come to my house? Of course, there's a reason for that. There's a level to which you are born in that area that they know. They know, so they came to bring us, because the many things that we're doing then for God, on the streets, in the bush, in the whole area, you could see, because that is Christianity. We are not a lie that you hide under a bushel. Let me tell you, if you are not causing holy commotion where you are not burning adequately. That's the truth. If you are not causing holy commotion in your office, in your business place, even in your home, you are not burning well. That is the truth. You are just there silently, hardly noticed. Occasionally they hear you sing choruses. And that's the end. We should wake up and allow our soul to be imbued with the fires of heaven. which you submit and cry in tears, lift me up afresh. The more people grow older, I've discovered they go colder. That's the truth. Many people were more on fire 10 years ago than now. As they grow older, they grow colder in spirituality. As they say, I'm now matured. There's a way I do it now. I just study the word, I confess the word. And then after that, I just worship the name of the Father. And after that, I just take my rest. No, you need to rest a lot. They have, you need to rest. A lot of people have killed themselves. They work too much and they die. So you need to rest. You need to rest. They begin to undersee the man. He has lost his fire. He has become useless to God. The devil doesn't fear you. He doesn't dread you. He can send his agent and they will live around your house. No problem. He can send mommy water and papi water to be your house girl. No problem. No fire. He can come all sorts of things. No fire. No fire. Listen to me. Jesus left a generation of men that born. I want to urge you today, because this message is not designed to be long. Become a consuming fire. Let it burn afresh in you. All this winning one soul in 1 month, all these things are becoming low. Let's move faster. Let's touch many more. Let's declare the name of God in a way that is greater. I want to remind us, and let's remind ourselves well. Titus chapter 2. Men of fire. Women that born. Got Deborah in the Bible. I used to tell people, especially ladies that bear Deborah. I said, I hope you are like Deborah. I hope mama not give you that name for formality. I hope we don't have Deborah here. You just take the name, but you are not on fire the woman like the way she was. We are just carrying people's name, great names, and we live a life totally different from that name. It's not acceptable. Titus chapter 2. Let's read and see and understand what God is saying and where He's going. 2 verse 14. Who gave Himself that He may redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto Himself a peculiar people, zealous of good works. A peculiar people, zealous of good works. Are you seeing that? They don't just try to do good. That zeal is fire. That's the truth. The fire to do good is burning in them. If you are zealous of good work and you bring it into evangelism, you'll be preaching every day. If you are zealous of good work and bring it into prayer, you'll pray without ceasing. If you are zealous of the good work of word study, thank the Lord if you are doing it, you'll study the word of God meaningfully, extensively. If you are zealous of good work of showing love to humanity, you will be out there showing love to too many people. Zealous. The quantity of good work coming out of their life is too much. They are zealous to do it. The fire is burning. Did you not read concerning Jesus in John 2? That the zeal for your house has eaten me up. Has your own zeal eaten you up? Is the fire burning until people are complaining your own is too much? I've had people tell me that your own is too much. Can you turn it down a little and say you are joking? You are joking. Somebody that live near where I live, all the prayers is hearing the vision, so many things. You say maybe somebody that have given himself food, and the way he explains, he's also a doctor or vet that can be doing that kind of thing. Because the way they are hearing our voices constantly. What kind of thing is this? And the people never know Chris. See, be a crazy Christian. This coldness should go. Even people sleeping on the same bed with you, they know they feel you. We must, let me tell you, this God we say we know, people must join us to serve Him. Are you hearing me? People must join us to serve Him. We must be men of fire. When you go to retreat, When you come back, they say they took note that they have been with Jesus. They took note that this group of people have been with Jesus. They took note that this group of people have been with Jesus. Jesus rubbed his fire on them. Peter became fireful. His shadow started doing many great things. You see him. Bible says Peter came through the quarters. You see the way all of them are going about. You see them burning. Please, don't allow these cold elders who have lost fire to be advising you. Take it easy. Youthful exuberance. Youthful exuberance. Take it easy. Are you the only one that killed Jesus? This is not about life with you. Find something to do with your life. Your ignorance is too much. Take it easy. As you take it easy, like you. If you don't come out of my way, I'll boot you out of the way. I'll boot you out. I will never take it easy. Some people, when they are talking, you hear Lama Dusa Grigom Jubatai. Can you join me? By the time you go 1 hour, the guy will leave you and start going. Oh, oh. Then you leave the chair and put it on your head. Oh, oh. The man will start running for his life. Christianity is not easily defined by this carnal, the law of carnal commandments. You can't easily fix us. Listen to me. Do all you can in this life to maintain your fire. We see people driving big jeep, but they've lost the fire. They've lost it. They are not aflame again. Satan said, do you want the next one? Let me give you the next one. I will not compromise anything for fire. It doesn't mean you can have the fire and still have the big jeeps. Funny enough, you can have the fire and have all the good things in this world. That one will teach you. But don't allow anything anywhere. Some students have so looked for a job and they are so discouraged that their prayer life is going down. People meet me every day. Oh God, I don't pray well much again. The thing, not the fire, fire, no. The poverty that's chasing me now. The thing has chased the fire out of my life. Are you hearing me? You need to swear. You need to swear that you won't allow anything, even joblessness, to touch your fire. That they refuse your job does not mean they should also collect your fire. Even if you don't have work, have fire. Let me tell you a secret. The fire can create the work. May God give you understanding. You can enter a company and employ you by fire. Forget about what you may not understand the fully of what I'm saying. The fire can create the employment. Are you hearing what I'm saying? It can create it. But we don't, we think we have to compromise fire, reduce the power, and don't become so cold. No! Zealous of good works. These good works, are you crazy about doing them? As we're ending this retreat now, I'm believing God for you. You're going to be in a new way. Stop your hand, I'm believing God for you. To be in a way. You have to be in a way. Believe God you that you are born in a new way. I'm believing God for you. You are born in a new way. I'm believing God for you. Alabama, I'm not yet done. I'm believing God for you. You were born in a new way. I'm believing God for you. You were born. I'm believing God for you. You were born in a new way. I'm believing God, you were born in a new way. And that fire is opening up. It's opening up. You see, Ted, I'm almost done. I want to see a few minutes. I'm believing God, you were born in a new way. Elijah born. 1 Kings 18:38. He said, let fire fall. And the fire of the Lord fell. See, Elijah had a fire burning in him. He had a fire on him, and he could also command the fire. When you burn appropriately, you'll be able to command fire. I hope you understand. If you are burning on the inside well, you can command fire on the outside. May God give us understanding. You can command fire on the outside. That's the reality on ground. That's why 2 Kings 1:10. He said, if I be a man of God, if I be a man of God, let firewood fall. So when you burn appropriately, you can command fire. You can command fire well. Some people are commanding fire on the outside, and they don't have fire burning on the inside. Let God consume you, so that when you speak, fire can now come out. We must be consumed enough to burn down the devil on the outside, so that when we lift our hands, we will see fire transmitted. That's the reality on ground. So we are filled with fire enough to heat up everywhere as the will of God. That's what the whirlwind in 2 Kings 2:11 said, the chariots of fire came and took him. Even his departure, he left in the trail of fire. The chariots, those fire were the one that produced the result he saw. The dead body that rose up, fire produces results. The secret of productivity, spiritually speaking, is fire. Fire is the mother of results. When fire comes, everything begins to work. It's all like electricity. When it comes on, this mic, you won't hear me if the thing goes off. It animates everything and makes it begin to work. I counsel us that we wake up and be men and women of fire. Second to last scripture, Acts 18. So that as we begin to pray now, we are reconnecting. We are reconnecting. I love Apollos. I love Apollos. You know him, I'm sure. I love him because he was a man that walked in fire. A certain Jew, 1824. A certain Jew named Apollos, born of Alexandria, an eloquent man, mighty in scripture, came to Ephesus. Mighty in scripture came to Ephesus. This man was instructed in the way of the Lord. And being fervent in spirit, I love that word. He was mighty in scripture. So him too has heard the Bible. That's another member of eat the Bible. This man heard the Bible. Don't forget. He didn't just eat the Bible in a way that may still dry. No. He was fervent in spirit. Spoke and taught diligently the things of the Lord. Knowing only the baptism of John. We know how Priscilla and Aquila came and opened his eyes. You know. Verse 28. For he mightily convinced the Jews, and publicly showing in the scripture that Jesus was Christ. Apollo was everywhere arguing. He was on the street. He was in the house of people. He was in synagogue. So his own is not just that he was eating Bible. The Bible was driving him crazy. He was fervent in spirit. You know what that means? That fervor simply means fire. There is a fire with which he discusses Bible. There is a way he wanted to convince everybody. No wonder Apollos grew in the early church. We have told you before how the church was divided along the line of, polarized along the line of Apollos and Paul. Some of Apollos, some of Paul. Apollos' image towered in the early church. Listen to me. It is fire that makes the kingdom of God grow. Why our church is not growing? The fire is not burning adequately. Apollos did not just read Bible. He was on fire. May you not just eat the Bible and not be on fire. May you not just read it and not burn. You will burn like Apollos. Apollo was a rabble rouser. He was a city shaker. That man was on fire. Understand him well. In the last set of scripture, that same Acts, verse 20. So that I will now tell you some things. So that we begin to pray now. Paul! Don't forget Paul. Acts 20:22. Behold, I go bound in the spirit to Jerusalem, not knowing the thing that before me. Say the Holy Ghost witness in every city, saying, burn affliction await me. I've read verse 24 often and often. None of these things move me. And I count my life as dear to myself so that I may finish my course with joy. The ministry of the Lord Jesus justify the gospel of the grace. None of these things move to me. None of it. That's a man on fire. When you read 2 Corinthians 11, 23 to 20, you see it clearly. Nine. You see Paul, all he went through. He was born in peril of my countrymen. 2 Corinthians 11, 23, 29. The man was on fire. None of this will move me. All I want is to testify the gospel. I want to remind you, as I list this to you, so that I will start praying. This man, born for God. Your prayer life is set on fire. Even your Bible study. You know, some people study the Bible, they are so cold. They read maybe the 7 chapters. Say, are you done? I'm done for today. Tomorrow I read another 7 chapters. When you are reading the Bible by fire, when you hit one verse, you know you can jump up on your table. You will just jump up and stand on the table. They say, now worry, yes. I just saw something. Hey, you will stand on the table. There are some you read. I'm not telling what I've not done. If it's not standing on the table, all manner of things you have done. There's one you read, one fire in scripture. Wow. You will just close the Bible and run out of the room. You go and sit outside. That means you are not touching the fire of the world. You need a place. And the thing is so that you said all that. Remember those days on campus? We woke up in the morning, one of the men of God that lived with me, he was doing his own Bible study. Then he came to a scripture. He just hid that scripture. Where he said in Psalm, boast no more. So he said, he did it. Boast no more. He was just bringing it out. Boast no more. Me and one other man of God, I think we had woken up. He was just saying it, boast no more. The thing started entering us. Boast no more. We are not studying Bible with him, but the fire started catching us. So, as he was saying, the fire was coming out of the Bible. All of us just scattered. Everybody started praying. Scattering everywhere. Even students that were passing, what's happening there? We had gone crazy with somebody's Bible study. Let me tell you, the Bible is more full of fire than you think. Forget about theologians. They have destroyed. They've done good on one end. God bless them. But they've done evil unconsciously on another end. There is a fire. Jesus said, is not my word like fire? Is not my word? Jeremiah 23. This is the Bible. The word of God is fire. Maybe let's read it. You know, but let's read it. I didn't want to read it, but I must read it to you. Jeremiah 23. Is not my word like fire or like a hammer that breaks the rock? I'm sure since you read the whole Bible, so you have seen it. You have seen it. You understand? Yes. Now, okay, if I read exactly that verse, let me just hit it. Verse 29. Is not my word like as a fire? Say the Lord, or like a hammer that breaks the rock. So the true nature of the word of God is fire. So those 7 chapters you read, you can imagine you entering the fire of that 7 chapter. Oh, you can imagine you, it's not my word of fire. When the fire of that 7 chapter enters you, the way you walk changes. The way you walk changes. Because you are now touching the fire of the word of God. The fire of the Bible. If you are touching that, it lit up your soul. It's not normal Bible study. A word that is full of fire. That's how verse 19. Now before we start praying. Fire is obtained and maintained by one prayer. I will not explain. We have said a lot about that. When you pray too deeply. You pray relentlessly. Fire is obtained and maintained by prayer. Let that be very clear. There's a way you pray until fire starts burning. I don't need to open up so that we begin to pray. You obtain and maintain fire by prayer. You pray like I believe as we are living this retreat. You obtain it and maintain it by some dimension. Thank God, one time we shared mantle of prayer and certain things. You know, you obtain it. Fire is also obtained and maintained by true encounter with the word of God daily. True encounter with the word of God daily. This is the Bible network. This is the Bible retreat. When you are encountering the world of fire every day, you maintain some kind of fire. But make sure you are encountering the true world. You can read a verse and it opens up and start burning in you. Martin Luther saw the joy shall live by his faith. The fire in that scripture shook the world. So let the fire of the word of God burn through us. Let the Holy Ghost help us. So there will be more men and women of fire. Fire is obtained and maintained by purity and brokenness. Purity enhances fire. Purity, brokenness will help you obtain and sustain fire. Impurity quenches fire. Little foxes spoil the vine. Purity, brokenness will make you maintain fire. It will make you obtain and maintain it. Purity, brokenness will do the job. Will do the job afresh. Another fire factor that will help you obtain and maintain. Endless labor for the kingdom of God. Advancement. Endless labor for the kingdom of God's advancement. When you plunge yourself into advancing the kingdom, the fire will keep burning. Some people have stopped preaching for 3 months, 4 months. The thing is drying up gradually. When you are endlessly laboring to advance the kingdom, there's a way you are stimulating the fire. There's a way the fire is growing. The more you want to reach people, there's a way you are stirring the fire. There's a way you are stirring it. Man of fire, you must wake up and endlessly labor. Endlessly labor for God's kingdom advancement. I want to also remind you, turning and maintaining fire, impartation through constant association with men of fire. You need to stay close to people who are burning. Stay close to them. Your friend is cold and you are cold. Why? Impartation by constant fellowship with men of fire. Impartation, I've seen it all my life over and over again. Those that draw too close, you could see the fire enter them. I see you come close to men who carry fire enough to distribute. When you are talking with them, relating with them, coming around them, staying around them, there's a waste you know. Families where you have the whole house, nobody is burning well. They are just born again and cold and everything is quiet. It's very dangerous. Associate with men of fire. People, you leave their house, you want to go and pray for 10 hours. You leave them. You even reach home, you have started doing evangelism on the road. You must have impartation by associating with them. Talk to them on phone. That when you meddle, you see the thing rising. But some don't do it. Some don't do it. Lastly, so now we begin to pray. Don't do it. Well, that's the second to lie. Constant and unreserved obedience to the Holy Ghost. Constant and unreserved obedience. The more you obey, the more fireful you become. The more you obey the voice of the Holy Ghost, the more the fire is burning in a higher love, the more constant obedience to the Holy Ghost, you'll be stimulating the fire. Constant obedience to the Holy Ghost will make you more fireful than ever. Constant obedience to the Holy Ghost make you more fireful than ever. Constant and unreserved obedience to the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost make you more fireful than ever. So you must obey. Each obedience triggers a certain element of fire. Each obedience through gases, it is the Holy Ghost, through garments, and the flame will be up burning constantly. Daily sacrifice for God and His kingdom. Daily sacrifice for God and His kingdom. Daily sacrifice for God and His kingdom. Daily sacrifice. Some people sacrifice a little and they stop. They get tired. Sacrifice generates fire. Some people don't know. There is a sacrifice you make. A new quantity of fire enters you. Daily sacrifice. It depends on whatever it is. Whether it's time, more of your heart. It could even be your money. There is a material possession you give God, and the fire in your life increases. People don't know. They don't know a man can clear his account, and when he look up, he sees certain things open more. We need to teach people another type of sacrifice, is dimension. You understand? Pray for you. I know that this dimension of fire is burning as we go and execute. Lift up your right hand. The fire is falling. The fire is burning. The fire is burning. You can now stand up and let's begin to pray. The fire is burning. In this interbible retreat, now begin to cry to God. A man of fire, a woman of fire have I become. Alkebe tu maria maria kabadali ane. Albebe lene mo shuniana alimane lene lea. Shekel bete muria la kabete lea. Ajabata mole balia le ketini ane. Ajabata maria la kabete lea. Abate maria le kete maria la kabete lea. Ala bote moria la kabaza ni aya bote moria la kabaza ni aya mate moria la 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 ay baba baba la kabaza moria le ketini ni I wanna burn for you. I wanna burn for you, Lord. Set my heart on fire. Let me walk before you. Let me talk to you now. I wanna eat, I wanna dine with you. I wanna burn for you. I wanna burn for you, Lord. Set my heart on fire. Let me walk before you. Draw me close to you. I wanna eat, I wanna dine with you. I wanna burn for you. I wanna burn for you, Lord. Set my heart on fire. Let me walk before you. Draw me close to you. I wanna eat, I wanna dine with you. I wanna burn for you. I want to burn for you, Lord. Set my heart on fire. Let me walk before you. Let me close to you. I want to eat, I want to dine with you. I want you to cry out to God.
Set my heart on fire.
For more life transforming messages, please visit www.livingscrollministry.com. Oh, my God.